Cold temperatures and snow for millions of us today as road conditions are getting worse in some parts of the country. WUSA-TV's John Duran has more on preparations in Washington, D.C.
This is some of D.C.'s volunteer snow team, or snow team heroes.
Let's serve D.C.
The heroes pledge to shovel and salt driveways and walkways for neighbors who can't.
People that sign up to be volunteers are deployed within their own neighborhood, and so volunteers are asked to service homes within a three-block radius of where they live. In this way, they are literally connecting with their direct neighbors.
Stephen Coleman Kenny is volunteering for the first time.
You know, it really makes me feel more connected to my community.
Congestion pricing took effect at midnight in New York City, charging most drivers $9 to enter Manhattan's business district on top of the tolls for bridges and tunnels. CBS New York's Derek Waller.
It was the usual stop-and-go slog through the heart of Midtown Saturday night, packed with people, buses, and cars. And even with all that traffic, Christina Sinamo of Nassau County, on her way to see a Broadway show, told me she still prefers to drive.
Driving is nice, so it's a tough pill to swallow, that's for sure.
Drivers are not the only ones paying more if you take a taxi. There is a new 75-cent surcharge. It's $1.50 if you get an Uber or Lyft ride.
6 days of events to pay tribute to former President Jimmy Carter are underway.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. As many as 2,000 people per hour will be able to pay their respects as the body of former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning. It will then be flown to Washington, D.C. for an official state funeral on Thursday.
And incoming President Trump complained on social media that flags will be at half staff to honor Carter on Inauguration Day. Still many questions after that New Orleans attack that killed 14 people and injured dozens of others. CBS's Katie Weiss is there.
In the evening at this vigil, it wasn't so much about speeches, but rather just about people gathering together and praying together where this tragedy had taken place just a few days before. And so we saw a lot of people at the corner of Canal and Bourbon laying down flowers, tears in their eyes, photos of loved ones on crosses.
Indie screenwriter and director Jeff Baena has died. The coroner's office reported that Baena, who was 47, died by suicide in Los Angeles. He's best known for the 2014 comedy Life After Beth, which starred his wife Aubrey Plaza, as well as his work co-writing 2004's I Heart Huckabees.
Everything is connected and everything matters. Now, isn't that cool?
This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month. We're able to do all these extra activities, so it puts less stress on our household. And it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Police in Atkinson, Maine are crediting 3 teen boys for saving a couple from their burning farmhouse.
It was early New Year's Day. The boys, ages 14 and 16, were driving home from a friend's house when they spotted the fire. They called 911, then knocked on the door, but no one answered. So they walked in while screaming, "Your house is on fire." They spotted the husband asleep on a couch and woke him up, then ran to get his wife out of bed. The boys even helped grab the couple's medication before they all got out safely. The house was a complete loss. The teens say they're glad they followed their instincts. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Nicole Kidman has given a long-awaited dedication to her late mother at the Palm Springs Film Festival's 36th Annual International Film Awards. "I feel my mama right now. This is for you," she said on stage in tears. Recipients and presenters made long, heartfelt speeches at the non-televised event. Many of the stars will travel to Los Angeles for the 82nd Golden Globe Awards tonight. Matt Piper, CBS News.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 10 above. Wind chills to zero at times. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Snow showers developing for Sunday night into Monday. There could be an inch to maybe 2 inches at most. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Memorial Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Just call me
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
A dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place.
Thank you.
it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Baby love. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking darkness.
good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.